This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل أورد البخاري في صحيحه من حديث أنس It was reported in Bukhari from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه that Anas said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and I and a man who is reported in other Musnads that he was a Bedouin. He said to the Prophet ﷺ and asked, "Mata sa'a? When is the hour?" Meaning, when is the day of judgment? And the Prophet ﷺ answered the question with a question. Sometimes somebody comes to you with a question that's irrelevant, because only Allah knows when is the day of judgment. But the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us, sometimes you need to direct the person to the right question. And the Prophet ﷺ said, مَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا? What did you prepare for that day? And the man said, وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم مَا أَعْدَدْتُ لَهَا كَثِيرَ صَلَاةٍ وَلَا صِيَامٍ وَلَا صَدَقَةٍ وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ I haven't prepared lots of extra, you know, salah, zakah, and sadaqah, but he's confirming one fact. He said, but I love Allah and His Messenger. And these people, when they talked, they're not like many people today. Sometimes they say something and they hide something else in their hearts. They were blunt. When he said, I love Allah and His Messenger, he meant it. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." وفي رواية إنك مع من أحببت. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in response to the man saying, "But I love Allah and His Messenger," he said, "You know, on the day of judgment, you will be with those whom you love." Or the person will be with those whom he loved on that day. Subhanallah. Anas radiallahu anhu, in his comment on the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا فَرِحْنَا بَعْدَ الْإِسْلَامِ بِشَيْءٍ مِثْلَ مَا فَرِحْنَا بِهَذِهِ الْكَلِمَاتِ Anas said, we have never been happy with Islam since the beginning of embracing this deen except with these words. They said, why Anas? He said, because I love Allah. I love His Messenger. I love Abu Bakr. And I love Umar. And I will be with them. Even though I didn't do as much as they have done. This is very good news. On the day of judgment, you will be with those whom you love. Question today is, who do you love? And that's the topic of today's khutbah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ Brothers, sometimes you feel that you're so in love with this deen. You feel the sweetness of faith and iman. And sometimes you feel you're so far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to taste the sweetness of iman, Remember these three things the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. He said, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. The first, if you want to feel the sweetness of Iman, he said, you should love Allah and His Messenger more than anything else in this dunya. Is it easy? No. It's easy said, but when you apply this, it's not. That's what you need to work on. That's number one. And يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله. You love your brother, and when I say brother here, I don't mean your blood brother. I mean your brother in Islam. Only for the sake of Allah. Then you will feel the sweetness of Iman. Not for any personal gain. Not for fame. Not for prestige. Not for power. It's only for the sake of Allah. Number three, he said, وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ بِهِ فِي النَّارِ. So the third one, if you want to feel the sweetness of Iman, after loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger more than anything, after loving your brother in Islam only for the sake of Allah, is to hate to go back to kufr, to disbelieve, the same way you hate after Allah has saved you from hellfire, the same way you hate to be thrown into hellfire. So, this is a way. One way of feeling the sweetness of Iman is to love Allah and His Messenger more than anyone else. And here's a story. Umar radiallahu anhu was walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And while they were walking, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Umar a question. He said, أتحبني يا عمر? Do you love me, Umar? He said, إني أحبك يا رسول الله إلا من نفسي. He said, Prophet of Allah, I love you, but not more than myself. And here's the correction. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, والذي نفسي بيده لا تؤمن حتى أكون أحب إليك من نفسك ومالك وولدك. The Prophet ﷺ said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, you will never attain full Iman. It doesn't mean you'll be out of Islam, but if you really want to be a true mu'min, attain full Iman until you love me more than yourself, more than your wealth, and more than your children. Is it easy? No. No, it's not. This is why Umar was not a hypocrite. He wouldn't say, oh, Prophet of Allah, I love you more than this and this and this. No. Umar took a step back and he started asking himself. He said, Umar, what do you want at the end of this life? Is it Jannah? Jannah is only behind the footsteps of this man. And he's teaching you now, you cannot make it to Jannah unless you love him more than yourself, more than your wealth, and more than your children. So, after thinking, and that's what I call the difference between emotional love, when you say to someone, I love you, whether you mean it or not, and rational love. You think, what do I get out of that love? Is it Jannah? What's the ultimate goal of every Muslim? It is Jannah. So, he came back to the Prophet and he said, Prophet of Allah, now, I love you more than myself, more than my wealth, more than my children. The Prophet ﷺ held the hand of Umar high and he said, Al-ana ya Umar, now Umar. What does that mean? Now Umar, you attained full Iman. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than myself, more than my wealth, more than my children, and more than the cold water for a thirsty soul. You know, they used to live in the desert, and there is lack of water. And to get cold water there is something so precious. And here is another man who translated the words that would be void if you say them without meaning them into action. Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu, one of the best Sahaba. You know, Abu Sufyan, who was not a Muslim, but later on he became a Muslim, he was desperate that Khubayb could accept Islam. But subhanAllah, Khubayb accepted Islam. And during the Battle of Badr, he killed so many people amongst the mushrikeen. And Abu Sufyan was so furious. He said, whoever can get Khubayb alive, that would be a great job. And after the Battle of Uhud, he was taken amongst the 70 who were taken as prisoners of war, and he was alive. So Abu Sufyan got Khubayb ibn Uday, and he put him upside down, and they were torturing him. And because he killed so many people, so every single family or tribe in Quraysh had something in their heart against him. And Abu Sufyan said, here you go. Do whatever you like. It's time to revenge. Whoever wants to torture this man, do it. So people were like throwing arrows and spears at his body, and all his body was bleeding. And imagine he's turned upside down. And Abu Sufyan asked him one question. He said, Khubayb, if somebody tells you now that you should go home and be safe and will bring Muhammad in your place, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what would you say? And I ask you by God to tell the truth because you're about to die. And of course, like imagine somebody who is being bleeding out of spears and arrows, and like he was almost dying. But when he heard this, subhanAllah, he got the energy and he started talking back to Abu Sufyan. He said, by the one in whose hand is my soul. If I am sleeping in my home, I wouldn't like to see a thorn pricking Prophet Muhammad Sallam while he's sleeping in his room, in his own house. I would sacrifice all of my life. Think about this. This is true love. This is love that takes you to Jannah. Another story that I'm going to conclude the first khutbah with is the best man in this ummah after all the prophets. As-Siddiq, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Aisha narrates the hadith in al-Bukhari. She said, one day it was noon. And that's not a time the Prophet ﷺ used to come and visit us. And then they saw the Prophet ﷺ coming. Somebody reported this to Abu Bakr, and he was almost covering his face. And then he knocked on the door, and Abu Bakr opened the door. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, Abu Bakr, I want to be alone with you. I don't want anyone to hear what I'm going to tell you now. He said, Prophet of Allah, there is none but Aisha and Asma. And they were little girls. He said, Abu Bakr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me permission to immigrate and leave Mecca. At that point, Abu Bakr jumped and said, As-suhba ya Rasulullah, shall I be your company? Shall I go with you? And the Prophet ﷺ said, As-suhba ya Abu Bakr, why didn't I leave you to the end? Every time you come and ask me, everybody has immigrated, and I keep saying to you, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلُ لَكَ صَاحِبًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a good company for you. Aisha said, I have never seen someone crying. I've never seen someone crying out of happiness. The moment I saw my father crying because he will accompany the Prophet ﷺ in immigration to Medina. This is how much they loved him. And they knew that that love will take them to Jannah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. One day, Thawban, and he is the maid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is one of his servants. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him in the masjid and his face was pale and he was so skinny. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, he said, Thawban, are you sick? How is your health? He said, Prophet of Allah, there's nothing wrong with my health. I'm okay. But every time I leave you, I can't stand the fact that I'm away from you. And I miss you so much. And during the night, I was thinking, I said, tomorrow you will die. And I will die. And of course you will make it to Jannah in the highest level. But if I make it to Jannah, I'm not gonna be at the same level. So I miss you so much. And this is why I keep crying. Then the Prophet ﷺ had nothing to say. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran. Because of this situation that's recited till the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayah number 69 in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ And whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ Those who obey Allah and the Messenger, they will be with those on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed His own blessings. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ They will be with the prophets. وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ Those who are affirmers of faith, like Yusuf alayhi salam, Siddiq, like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Siddiq. والشهداء and the martyrs. والصالحين and the righteous ones. وحسن أولئك رفيقا and that will be the best company. So, the essence of this khutbah, dear brothers, is the fact that this is how the Sahaba loved the Prophet. They used to miss him while they are still living and can see him. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us when the Prophet ﷺ was presenting Islam to the people of the book, they used to respond to him by saying, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ We're the children of God. And He loves us. They're not even saying we love Him. They're saying, and He loves us. How could He confirm that? One of the best ways to the love of Allah is to love His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is not words, it's action. This is why Allah, in response to these people, He revealed this ayah. In Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3 and number 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ
O Muhammad, say to them, if you claim that you love Allah,
فَاتَّبِعُونِي
Then follow me. And you can't follow Prophet Muhammad without loving him, without trusting him. What's the result?
يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in response to that, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow me. What's the result? يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you if you follow Prophet Muhammad sallam. What's your ultimate goal in life? Isn't it the love of Allah? And this is only in following Prophet Muhammad sallam. Not only that, if Allah loves you, He will shower you with mercy, and His mercy is Jannah. This is why He said, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And this is the first step before you go to Jannah. You have to be pure. And purity doesn't only mean the physical purity. It's the internal beauty. It's the internal purity, which is the purity of the heart. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa to all the sick Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower all the deceased with His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our steps to His love and the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our steps to Jannah. اللهم لا تدع لنا وللحاضرين ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا عيبا إلا سترته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا ولنا صلاحا إلا يسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم كل إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بالطغاة. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. وصلى اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.